The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
As you'll recall, last night we looked at the topic of strengthening our character as believers. We talked about the fact that although we are we're continuing to live during an era of a pandemic, but that doesn't mean that Islam goes on hold. It doesn't mean that our iman is now dormant or standstill, that we have to do whatever we can do to push ourselves to be better believers, to continue in that path of exploring this religion, of making ourselves to be better believers. And last night, if you'll recall, we drew inspiration from Surah Fussilat, verse number 33, where Allah was telling us that who is best in speech? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. Who is the one who is best in speech than that person who invites to Allah, who performs righteous actions? And then Allah says, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And they not only believe in their heart, but they outwardly proclaim that I am a believer. And we mentioned that according to Ayatollah Nasim Al-Karim Shirazi in his Tafsir Namuna, he mentioned that this وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ does not only mean that belief in the heart, but it translates into us being proud of our Islam, of not being embarrassed or shy of, you know, being Muslims in the public. We talked about the fact that we need to inculcate this in ourselves and in our children through many different ways. We gave two or three examples on what it means to inculcate Islam into our children to ensure that they are proud believers, you know, that we can, for example, practice Islam in the open, that when we go on vacation, we're not scared to pray on a plane. When we go to a picnic, we're not embarrassed to pray in a park. We're not scared to share Islam with our neighbors, our co-workers, our friends at school. And in short, we basically try to elaborate on the necessity of us as believers, especially parents, grandparents, those who are caregivers to younger children, community leaders, that we have to ensure that we make our next generation proud to be Muslims, that they remain on this path, and not only remaining on the path of Islam, but they do it with honor, with pride, with recognizing that they are believers. And also, you know, we take that a step further and we mention that not only are we, you know, trying to ensure that we are good believers, but we also need to make sure that we are not embarrassed of our identity as Shias, as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. We should never be scared to say if somebody asks you, when they find out you're a Muslim, and if they ask you, what kind of a Muslim? We shouldn't be afraid to say we follow the Ahlul Bayt. Right? There is this notion sometimes people will say, I'm a Muslim, don't ask me anything more than that. But we have to recognize that being followers of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, doesn't mean we're not Muslims. It just means we take our Islam from another chain, and not only another chain, but the purest chain, the only chain that can really explain Islam thoroughly and accurately, and that is the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And all of this, what we mentioned yesterday and in the preceding nights, the previous nights, it helps us to understand the topic for tonight, which is how do we live in our societies today? How do we lead a life of chastity and modesty in an ocean of corruption? Right? So when we are proud of our Islam, when we're proud to be followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, this isn't just a label that we carry or a badge that we wear. No, that this should then begin to translate into application of Islam in our lives. And especially today in this era, in this country, We see how gradually things are becoming more and more liberal. Things are becoming more and more in the open. When 10, 15, 20 years ago, certain things were illegal, were outlawed, were highly frowned upon in society. Today, we see many of these things are being legalized, are being celebrated, right? For years, drugs were illegal, marijuana was illegal, that was legalized, and now I see even the province of British Columbia are talking about even making it even harder drugs to be legalized, having small amounts in possession. We know that the definition of marriage, of family, has radically altered in the last few years. Some may argue that it's been a ongoing process that they started years ago, and this was normalized by TV shows and movies and other forms of so-called entertainment. So the challenge comes is that, yes, we are believers, we follow the Prophet, we follow the Quran, we adhere to the Ahlul Bayt, but how will that help us in protecting ourselves as we live in a society which is more and more going towards open decadence, right? The doors of haya, of modesty, are being completely torn apart. And rather than us becoming people who are being changed by the society, I would argue that we need to become those believers who can change the society. Now, some people may think that that's impossible. We live in a country of 40 million people. How can a group of believers, how can we ever expect to change society, right? We're competing with Netflix, with video games, with Hollywood, with the music industry, with all of these things, all the social media platforms. How can we as one person or a group of people change an entire society? And as I mentioned last night, that we are not expected as believers to necessarily change the world. We can't do it overnight. But we can begin to change individuals on a one-to-one basis. Let me give you an example as I move on. You know, people say again, you can't change society, you can't change people. I remember when I was working in corporate Canada, and many of my co-workers knew that I was active in religious programming, that I used to give lectures at the masjid, and they knew my background in terms of religious studies. And one of the things that I realized when they knew that I was a bit more concerned, I would say, about maintaining my religious decorum and following the conditions and rulings of religion, is any time we had group meetings or sessions, one of the things that people would never do if I was in the room was use any vulgarities. They would never drop the F-bomb. They would never use any profanity around me. And if they were to accidentally use a curse word, they would actually apologize. Right? I'm nobody special. But yet they recognize that people who adhere to a religion, and that could be Islam or even Christianity for that matter, that they have a certain norm. They have certain norms in their belief system, in their morals, and they don't like to be surrounded by people that use vulgarity and curse words. And to see that my co-workers would recognize that and wouldn't swear when they were around me and would actually apologize when they swore, it shows me again that, you know, as Muslims, we don't have to, be radical in our belief system. We just have to follow the basics of our religion. People need to know that we're believers, that we openly practice Islam, that we're not afraid of our religion and our teachings. And you will find the society around us will respect that. Right? And maybe they will use, vulgarity or whatever it is later on or outside. But these little changes will perhaps one day move into something, evolve into something much greater. But we can't say that, I can't change society. I'm stuck in the environment. I live in Canada. What can I do? I need to just go with the flow. I need to live the life as a regular Canadian. I'll be holy and religious in the masjid or the imam barga, but when I go to work or school, I'll just be like everybody else and I'll come home and make istighfar and everything will be okay. No, we should never think like that. Yes, God is all forgiving, no doubt about it. But when we have an opportunity to affect society and change the people around us, why don't we try and go that way?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.